Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, and we finished him in Tesayim. We have to clarify a few points. So the Chayodim discusses the case where a person goes out and he comes back, and it's still within the time frame of Kedei Achilas Pras. So the two foods can be mitzarev, the two eatings can be mitzarev together to a kezayis, and he can say a bracha achrona. But one thing you see from the Chayodim does not. Seem to be argue that since it was only a brief interlude, that he does not need a new bracha rishana. And the Chayyim really said this before at the beginning of the siman, beginning of the klal siman beis. He says im kain tekev kashiyotzim im karmoi karnis balat kviyusoi. As soon as he leaves, immediately as when he leaves, he lost his kviyus. There's no time frame saying since he's going out just for a short period of time, he does not need a new bracha rishana. It's not considered an interruption. Now, there is an opinion which says that even if a person leaves for a very brief time, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov Emden and his Sefer Moraksiya, the Yitzhila Rega Echod is not considered Shini Mokum. And the Aruch HaShulchan seems to say such an argument as well, that however, Mr. Brura and the Chayyadim follow the opinion that any amount of interruption of stepping out, even for a brief interlude, a person needs a new bracha rishona. That seems to be how we follow in the halacha in regards to this point. In regards to moving from room to room, which we said could be the sestam das which allows that, Mishnah brings the opinion that b'diavad you do not need a new bracha. Can I leave the chadchila for a short period of time? Or even if I want to step outside with these type of foods, can I leave for a short period of time? So we're worried about a new problem. The new problem is, you might forget, we said all the way back at the beginning of the klal, that we don't want you to step out because we're afraid you're going to forget to say the bracha achrona. So in regards to that point, a person stepping out in a case where the kviyus is not going to be lost, he's leaving chaverim behind. Or, alternatively, it's a food which needs a bracha achrona b'mkaymoi, so he does not lose his bracha. There's no brachas issues that he's creating extra brachas, etc. The only concern is maybe he'll forget. So the person is clearly just stepping out for a brief interlude, so he's allowed to step out. The person stepping out for something longer, and it's a tzarich mitzvah, he's allowed to step out. A person stepping out for a longer period, and it's not the tzarich mitzvah, a person should not do that, because we are afraid the person will lose and forget to say his bracha achrona. Okay. One point. The second thing we want to point out is that this halacha over here that the Chayyadim is following is the opinion of the Ramah, that we differentiate between foods which are need a bracha achrona b'mkaymoi and foods which do not. Shulchan Aruch does not paskin like that. Shulchan Aruch paskin is like Rav Sheshes in the Gemara. And there's no difference what type of food it is, whether it needs a bracha achrona b'mkaymoi or not. There's no difference. And a person steps out, there's a din of Sheni Mokum, and he will require a new bracha rishona. So people who follow the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, see, even by pas, he's going to have this halacha of Shini Mokum, that by stepping out, he's going to require a new bracha rishona when he comes back. So, the Ben Ish Chai and the Kaf HaChaim, and then the Ravada Yosef and Yaakov Yosef say it's very important, therefore, since it's a machloikas, a person should not be oikar mimkaymoi order to avoid getting involved in this machloikus. So therefore, the chachila person should not do sheni mokum because of this issue. Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, in his Sefer Or LeZion, says that the solution would be to say a bracha achrona and then go out and come back and say new bracha rishona. You're saying an extra bracha which theoretically was not necessary. It's not a bracha l'batol, it's a bracha shenetzricha. So in order to be able to keep the halacha, he feels that's sufficient to not have a problem. So that's the opinion of Rav Mitzian Abba Shaul, but however, again, the Ben Ish Chai and others disagree with that, and the Rav Yosef Paskin, the person should avoid the whole situation and not step out in order to avoid this halakhic issue. Okay, we have to go back still and discuss the cases where there's going to be a heter to Halakha Kila. We will do that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.